Why did you buy that last thing you didn't really need? That impulse purchase at checkout? That upgrade you couldn't resist? That subscription you just had to have? The answer isn't what you think. We like to believe we're rational creatures who weigh options carefully and make logical decisions. But here's the uncomfortable truth. Your brain is lying to you. Every purchase you've ever made was driven by emotion first, rationalized by logic later. This isn't a character flaw. It's how we're wired. The limbic system, our ancient emotional brain, makes decisions before our rational mind even gets a chance to weigh in. Understanding this mechanism is the difference between copy that informs and copy that compels, between words that are read and words that sell. Consider patients with damage to their emotional processing centers. They can logically explain every option available to them, list pros and cons with perfect clarity, yet they cannot decide what to have for lunch. Without emotional guidance, decision-making becomes paralyzed. This reveals something profound. Emotions aren't obstacles to good decisions. They're the engine that makes decisions possible. Antonio Damasio's research on somatic markers shows that bodily feelings create shortcuts in our minds, guiding us toward choices that feel right before we consciously understand why. When you see an iPhone ad, Apple isn't selling you megapixels and processor speeds. They're selling the feeling of being connected, creative, part of something meaningful. The specifications come later, serving only to justify the desire already planted. Traditional formulas like IDA focus on rider actions. The TIPS framework focuses on reader emotions. Tempt gives readers a reason to care before mentioning your product. I loved that car until this happened beats the ultimate for your Porsche by creating emotional investment. Influence draws readers deeper through story. A gym ad reading, "One of these people weighed 17 stone just a year ago," creates irresistible curiosity. Persuade transitions from their story to the reader's story, using proof through narrative, not bullet points. Sell closes with the four R's: repeat your story, remind benefits, reassure their decision, relieve them of their money. Master three emotional approaches. Promises: people buy imagined futures. I promise you'll have a garden to be proud of in half the time. Secrets: the word itself is irresistible. Five leadership secrets you'll kick yourself for missing. And stories, explored next. Stories engage both our limbic system and meaning-making cortex simultaneously. "Don't eat red berries" might be ignored, but "little Og ate red berries and died screaming" creates an unforgettable emotional imprint. Effective stories need four elements: a relatable protagonist, recognizable predicament, narrative arc, and transformative resolution. Keep business stories lean, use dialogue to animate testimonials, and include surprise elements. Predictable stories put readers to sleep. Writing in present tense places readers directly in the experience. At each month end, you run My Payroll and smile to yourself. Beats "once you have installed My Payroll" because it creates an assumptive close where readers imagine already owning your product. To write truly personal copy, develop detailed customer personas with physical characteristics, possessions, psychological drives, emotions, and social circles. Always address readers directly, using you and I, but avoid "we at company.com." It depersonalizes and breaks the one-to-one connection. Shift perspective from what you find interesting to what your prospect finds interesting. People don't want better mousetraps, they want dead mice. Sincere compliments tap into our need for esteem. Research shows people comply with those they like, making well-targeted compliments powerful. Luxury brands use subtle flattery. Hilton frames room upgrades as membership privileges, while magazines rebrand automatic renewal as membership continuation plans. Both create exclusivity through language alone. To use flattery effectively, understand where your customer's self-esteem resides. Aristotle identified three persuasion components: ethos, character-based trust; pathos, emotional appeal; and logos, intellectual reasoning. A knife company might use ethos. Master bladesmith Samuel Todd has crafted knives for Michelin-starred chefs for 3 decades. Pathos. Imagine preparing sushi for your spouse's birthday. As you slice through premium tuna, the blade glides effortlessly, creating perfect pieces that make your partner's eyes light up. Logos. Each S. Todd knife undergoes a 14-hour, 30-step cold carbon tempering method, creating a molecular structure 40% stronger than standard blades. Ideal Copy combines all three, but when space is limited, prioritize pathos. Emotions drive decision-making. For social media and mobile, Master Ultra Brief Copy. Subject lines work best at 29 to 39 characters with keywords first. Treat paragraphs as units of length, not meaning. Shorter paragraphs dramatically improve readability on small screens. Social media demands informal, conversational tone. Be authentic, opinionated, and cheeky. But remember, likes don't pay bills. Convert engagement into revenue with clear goals and measurement. Try voice first. Record yourself answering 8 customer questions from "Why did you want to see me?" to "What if I don't like it?" This creates naturally powerful language freedom. Freedom from blank screens, faster production, and more authentic copy. The goal isn't manipulation, it's connection. When readers feel understood, they lean in. When they feel sold to, they tune out. Focus on their problem, not your product. Calls to action must maintain emotional momentum. Never write, "If you would like to order." It signals doubt and gives permission not to act. Emphasize what customers gain, not what they spend. Use "join" instead of "subscribe" to transform transactions into community membership. Good copy should feel like swimming in warm Mediterranean waters, barely noticeable yet thoroughly pleasant. 5 elements shape reading experience: rhythm, pace, musicality, imagery, and surprise. Rhythm creates pleasing patterns. Truth, justice, and the American way flows better than any rearrangement. Pace means varying sentence length. Relentless short sentences feel like missiles. Read copy aloud to hear what needs fixing. Musicality uses subtle alliteration. If there's a softer seat on the market, we'd be surprised. And internal vowel rhymes. Beans, beans, Heinz. Or Gillette, the best a man can get. For emotional engagement, use sensory language. Compare sterile, limpid waters with vivid, "Dip your toes into water so warm and clear, you feel you could touch the sea urchins." Manage attention with surprise. Create impact with powerful headlines like "The sex food so potent, priests were forbidden to eat it," or memorable imagery. Our goal is to make your event stick in the memory like your first kiss. Repetition works, especially triads with turnarounds. Strategy isn't just lots of tactics strung together. Strategy isn't just a fancy word for planning. Strategy is a rule for making decisions. Copywriting blends art and science. Master conventional rules before exploring emotional approaches. Test your techniques using 7 scientific principles. Test specific hypotheses, test versions simultaneously, use adequate samples, ensure statistical significance, split lists randomly, test one variable at a time, and prioritize big tests over small ones. But remember, if your reader feels no power, there is no power. The most undervalued activity in marketing is thinking. Despite constant pressure to generate ideas, marketers rarely have resources to think properly. Incorporate your ideal thinking conditions into your work routine. Use your own products so you truly know what you're selling. In a world drowning in content, people don't remember what you said. They remember how you made them feel. Your words have power to create desire, build connection, and transform strangers into advocates. Persuasive copywriting isn't about manipulation. It's about understanding human nature so deeply that you speak directly to someone's heart, show them a better future, and give them confidence to take that next step. That's not trickery. That's service.